Hello everyone, I'm Rob Goodwin of YourBostonSports.com. It's November 14th, 2022. We're at the World Series Club of Greater Hartford in New Britain, Connecticut. I got a lot of guests here. Peter Rustin, you're the first time you're on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Rob.
And so, what are your thoughts on the Sox so far? I think we're going to focus on the rotation because there's a couple of decisions that are made there.
They're in a world of hurt. They've got a big Chris Sale anchor around their neck, and I don't know what they're going to do about it.
Well, they got him for 2 years, right?
They're stuck with him.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot of money they're going to have to swallow. And I don't know where they're going to find the money for some other pitchers. But
oh, he's going to win 20. And don't forget, you know, they extended a qualifying offer to Eovaldi, and he's got until tomorrow to pick that up.
You think he's going to?
Well, I don't think so, because supposedly they've offered him a 2-year deal.
Right.
He's going to want more. So that could happen. So you guys want to join in? We have some room here. We have some room. So they said that Whitlock is going to start, right?
Right.
John Corn, welcome. Brian Brady, welcome.
Hi. Hi, everybody. I'm always grabbing the mic.
You know, somehow you end up with this. He always takes the mic from me. So basically, it looks like Sale, Whitlock, Bayo, Pivetta, hopefully Eovaldi, and don't forget Jim Paxton, who pitched zero last year.
Yeah, that's true.
Exercised his player option. So we'll see what happens with him.
I don't think this is a winning rotation.
With Eovaldi, they have a chance if Sale is healthy, right? What do you think?
I don't think I've got no problem with their rotation if Sale's. Their bullpen was horrible last year. Their bullpen, and they were decimated with injuries all year. Those two things.
Yeah.
If they can get a bullpen and Sale comes back strong, who knows?
So what do they got in the bullpen? They have Matt Barnes finally came back around, right?
Hopefully not Brazier.
It was awful. One of the worst bullpens they ever had.
Another bullpen by committee for these guys. They don't have a legitimate closer.
Yeah. Well, that's true, too.
No.
That's true, too.
And Eovaldi's injury-prone. Sale, who knows? He's a great pitcher. Great pitchers have a way of coming back. I don't know. We'll see. We don't know.
If Pivetta ends up being your number one or number two, you're in trouble. You know, and if Bayo pitches well, you know, it's going to be his first full season in the majors. If Bayo pitches well, at least there's some youth in the rotation, which is really important.
Is there anybody they want to get?
Sale's injuries are a pinky and a broken wrist.
Yeah.
Those aren't career-threatening injuries. He may have a great year this year.
He stays off a bicycle.
I just want to close with this. If you have advice for Chris Sale, what toy this year would you say he should not play with?
Stay off a bicycle.
Okay.
I had three choices.
What are they?
One would be the Easy Bake Oven, because he'd probably burn his hand off. Number two is the bongo board. You know that he's going to kill himself doing that.
Okay.
And I think if he bought a hula hoop, he might probably throw his hips out. So any one of those he shouldn't be playing around.
So we have advice for Chris Sale. What do you think?
I would probably child-proof the house, you know, with the little cabinets and the little Mr. Yuck on the bottles that you could be drinking.
Stay away from the vacuum cleaner.
Stay away from the vacuum, yeah.
I have two. The first one is a big wheel. Do not ride a big wheel.
Those things are not reliable at all.
And the other one I was thinking of is a slip and slide. You know, you go downhill, you can't stop, you're in big trouble, you know? So
and definitely stay away from winter sports.
Well, definitely. Yeah. Well, this has been great, John Corn, Peter Rustin, Brian Brady. It's been a pleasure.
Well,
and we're going to see Richie Hebner tonight here at the World Series Club. So should be some great stories from him tonight.
Great stories, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you.